phone, ou bien encore the cell phone, le téléphone cellulaire. Une phrase courante aux États-Unis, give me a call, donnez-moi un coup de fil. I'll give you a call, je vous donnerai un coup de fil, ou je te donnerai un coup de fil. I will give you a call. A call, un coup de fil. Give us a call, donnez-nous un coup de fil. Dans le dialogue qui suit, Kathy est au téléphone avec Wu Hongli, qui vient de la Chine. Elle lui explique qu'elle vient de New York et lui qu'il vient de Pékin. Vocabulaire, city, ville. What city? Quelle ville? From what city? De quelle ville? De quelle ville venez-vous? Il va lui demander, from what city?
Hello.
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 My name is Wu Hongli. I come from China.
From China?
That's right. I come from China. Do you come from New York City?
I come from New York City. What city do you come from, Mr. Wu?
What city? I come from Beijing.
You come from Beijing?
Yes, I come from Beijing.
Okay, Mr. Wu. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Listen and repeat. Écoutez et répétez.
New York City.
La ville de New York.
I come from New York City.
Je viens de la ville de New York.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York City.
California.
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
D'où venez-vous? D'où viens-tu?
I come from California.
China.
La Chine.
I come from China.
Where do you come from?
I come from China.
A question for you.
Une question pour vous.
Now, here's a question for you.
Donnez votre réponse.
Where do you come from? I see.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time. À la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Hello and welcome to lesson number 78 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 78 d'English USA. Aujourd'hui, nous allons à un procès avec Martin Lerner. We are going to court. Il va avec son fils qui n'a jamais été dans un tribunal. Dans cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire l'apparence des gens. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez des expressions et des phrases que vous pourrez employer pour décrire l'aspect physique des gens et l'impression donnée par les personnes que vous rencontrez. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner, accompagné de son fils, est venu assister à un procès, a trial, dans le tribunal de sa juridiction. Son fils est bien curieux et lui pose des questions. Par exemple, what's happening? Qu'est-ce qui se passe? Ou que se passe-t-il? What's happening? Nothing yet? Rien encore? Nothing yet? The judge is 6 feet tall. Le magistrat ou le juge fait plus d'1,90 m. He has a lot of white hair. Il a beaucoup de cheveux blancs. Écoutons leur conversation avant que le procès ne commence.
Let's sit here, Alan. You can see everything. Excuse me, please. Are these seats taken?
Excuse me. Thanks. What's happening, Dad?
Nothing yet. What do you want to know?
Everything. I've never been in a courtroom before. Of course, I've seen them on TV and the movies. Is that the person on trial?
Which one? The one with blonde hair?
No, the young man at the other table. He looks very excited.
No, the one on trial is that short man. The plaintiff is the tall, thin woman in front of us. She's the victim.
She looks very confident. Are you sure she's the victim?
Of course. You can be a victim and still be confident.
I know. I was kidding. I thought she was a lawyer.
Why?
I don't know. She's well-dressed. She looks very nice.
She's the main witness. She needs to look her best. She wants the court to believe her.
Who is that woman sitting at that little table?
She takes down everything people say in the courtroom.
She seems very uncomfortable. What is that machine? Is it some kind of tape recorder?
No, she types on it.
Doesn't look like a typewriter. It's too small.
It's a special kind of typewriter. The court must have a written record of what is said in the trial. You'll see, someone will ask her later to repeat what someone else said.
Is it time to begin?
Yes. We're waiting for the judge.
Where is he?
He's probably in a room behind that door on the left.
Why is he waiting?
He's probably studying his papers before he comes in. He'll be here in a minute.
Do you know the judge?
I've seen him. His picture is in the newspaper or on TV now and then.
What does he look like?
Miss Richards, could you describe the man you say came to your door?
Of course. He was very short.
How old was he?
I'll come to that. He was very short. He was shorter than average. Maybe only 4.5 feet tall. He was also heavy.
Do you mean fat?
I don't use that word.
Was he what other people might call fat?
He was heavier than average.
So he was short and fat.
Vous avez sans doute essayé de raconter un événement ou une histoire vécue. En vous servant de votre imagination, jouez la scène et employez le vocabulaire que vous venez d'entendre. Mais écoutez d'abord la conversation entre Martin et son fils, qui vous servira d'exemple pour décrire l'aspect physique des gens.
The one with blonde hair? It must be the tall, thin woman in front of us.
She looks very pleased. She's well dressed. She looks very nice.
He's more than 6 feet tall. He weighs about 200 pounds. How tall is your friend?
Let's describe some people that we know. Décrivons des personnes que l'on connaît. I'm going to describe my father. Je vais décrire mon père. He is above average height. Il a un peu plus de la taille moyenne pour homme. He is above average height. He has gray hair. Il a les cheveux gris. Si vous parlez de la taille, vous pouvez dire short, tall, ou bien average height, de taille moyenne. And that's it for lesson number 78 of English USA. Et voilà pour cette leçon numéro 78 d'English USA. I hope you learned how to describe people you know well. J'espère que vous avez bien appris à décrire les gens que vous connaissez bien. And what about yourself? Et vous-même, pouvez-vous vous décrire? And what about yourself? Pourriez-vous faire oralement un autoportrait? Pourquoi pas? It's good practice. Try it. And you know it by heart. Vous vous connaissez bien par cœur. In the meantime, entre-temps, have a great practice and a wonderful week. Goodbye.